The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And it's 5 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome to segment number two, our second hour today, Wednesday, hump day, November 2nd, 2022. Boy, was that a wild hour last hour. Did you manage to dial? What, you didn't? You're just now tuning in? You missed Sophia Smallstorm. Boy, we got into some real interesting conversation about what plans they have for us. Yeah, you get to see me do that if you were watching us on Rumble and Brighteon. We're going to try to get live stream in there at some point in time in the future. Right now, you have to basically wait until after the show, and then you can click on our video tab, and we launch this stuff probably somewhere within a half an hour after we get off the air. So you can actually come back if you miss any portion of the show and you want to watch it again. You can see me live on Brighteon, and you can see me doing all those impersonations and voices that, you know. No, I don't look like Boris Karloff, all right? And yes, I do wear glasses. I have to wear cheaters because I had implants in that give me my distance vision back, because when you get to be my age, things happen. Life happens. It's the way it is. We're going to be joined by Clayton Llewellyn. He is with Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Food, and I'll tell you what. I have experienced it, and this is the one thing. We're going to get some truth bombs this hour, and the number to call is 844-769-2944, because we value your questions. And we are going to, as a matter of fact, when I got the package, and I promised Clayton, when I got the, and it came fast, when I got the bucket, the entree bucket, they also sent me the seeds, and these are the heirloom seeds, I'm assuming, and I'll get some identification from Clayton right here. I'm holding up the Heaven's Harvest seed bucket right here. If you can see that, if you look at the screen and you're watching this on our video after it's done, because we record this, and so everything that you're watching here, this is actually a bucket of seeds, and I'm going to get Clayton to explain exactly what's in that. And we also got graced with a freeze-dried strawberries. You have to rehydrate, and we actually are posting a photo of this on the Power Hour. What we did was I rehydrated these strawberries, and I'm going to pop the lid off. You know, this is not a sight gag. You have to actually be able to look in there and see what these strawberries look like. This is one of these dehydrated strawberries, and you can actually eat them, which I'm doing right now. The same with the banana chips, which I also got. And you can take and rehydrate these in water. And what we did was we put them on pound cake and put whipped cream on top and made like a strawberry shortcake dessert out of pound cake, which we, of course, bought at the store. But that's because we can, all right? So we're going to get to some truth bombs with Clayton on the show here. And the website is heavensharvest.com. And why, you want to know, did we choose them? Why are they an affiliate of ours? Well, they stand out from other survival food companies because it comes down to the contents of the kit. Heaven's Harvest food kits provide you with serving sizes and calories that fill you up for the long haul. No juice or drink mixes, and no bags of rice or beans to weigh it down. And you don't have to take their word for it. You can make the comparison. All you got to do is look at the contents of the kits, and you'll be pleasantly surprised by the food variety and the serving sizes. And, of course, you know, you ask the question, why not canned food or dehydrated? Many of you have dehydrators out there. Understand that freeze-drying is a process that preserves food by removing 98% of its water. All right? See, I've got this can of banana chips right here. And I'm going to open them up for those of you that want to dial us up on Brighteon. I'm going to take one of these banana chips out. You see what they look like? These are dried. All right, freeze dried, and it's the water's removed. I mean, if you wanted to rehydrate the banana, I'm sure you could. But I'm actually eating the banana chip right now because they really are good. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, we wanted to talk about this in the show today. And because of the fact of freeze drying, it offers a much longer shelf life than dehydrated foods. As a matter of fact, 25 years on the packaged stuff, and it's 10 years on the number 10 can. Now, we've also had on the show people who have the nitrogen sealers, right? Put a lid on it, and you preserve it longer just simply by sucking all the oxygen out, all right? But a lot of this food you can rehydrate just by soaking it in water for a time. Some of the freeze-dried products you may already have in your inventory, like corn, for example. Now, we know that corn is not the healthiest thing. It's filler material. Tastes good. Everybody loves a good corn on the cob. But when you have it freeze-dried, you have to rehydrate it before you cook it, all right? I've done this with some of the other products that I bought over the years. And see, here's the thing. What you don't want to do is to wait until the emergency actually hits to know how to use this stuff. So do we have Clayton on the phone?
We do.
Ah, Clayton, Llewellyn, Heaven's Harvest. How are you, sir? Am I right on point so far with everything I've said?
You've nailed it. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about.
Well, you know what? I actually, when I got the bucket, I got to show you this bucket right here on camera, folks. Because I am on camera right now, and for those of you that are going to tune in to the recorded show afterwards, you can see this, what I'm looking at. And everything that's in here is posted on the labels. And if you go to heavensharvest.com, you can actually read it. And I will tell you this right now, and Clayton will actually verify this. These are not bioengineered products, all right? Understand that. I'm going to ask, and then we talk about the recipe, the viability of the recipe. I managed to cook the teriyaki rice, and here's the thing. A lot of people like your rice, like if you go to the Chinese restaurant, you order sticky rice. Well, sticky rice doesn't have a lot of water in it, obviously. It's the texture of that rice is sticky. Now, the thing is, when you're talking about freeze-dried or survival food, and it comes in a package like this, and it is sealed up. It's vacuum sealed. It's freeze dried and it's vacuum sealed. This is savory stroganoff. I'm going to fix this tonight. I actually went out and bought a small, and I'm talking about a small, I can hold it in my hand, tenderloin for $5. All right. I'm going to make at least one meal out of this, but this actually serves six. And I'm going to actually experiment with a recipe here, and I'm going to use 5 cups of water instead of 6, because, you know, people have this idea about whether your noodles are floating in water, whether your noodles are, you know, how much water they soak up in the rehydration process. I really should, because, see, Clayton, he's the authority on this, should ask you, as far as rehydrating and fixing these recipes, this is one thing, and I've got a bunch of them here that we're going to show you. This is the loaded baked potato casserole. Now, understand that there's a lot of starch in these things, okay? A lot of this food is starch. Now, the big truth bomb, and I'm going to let Clayton tell you this, is about survival food per se, about the use of it. And, Clayton, I'm going to let you take over with that thing, because we talked about this, and I said, this is a truth bomb we have to tell our listeners, and I'm going to let you tell them what that truth bomb is.
Yeah, Dave, You led into that perfect. The thing about survival food, and we get this phone call all the time, we're looking for an organic bucket, or we're looking for this, or we're looking for that. And the fact of the matter is, we're selling survival food. You know, like this, I don't want you to make a lifestyle out of this freeze-dried survival food. It's not meant to be a lifestyle. It's for a survival situation. I pray that you don't ever have to eat it. But I also pray that if you ever need it, you have it. So this isn't something you want to consume every day. You can, you absolutely can. But I like I like my gardens. I like fresh meat. Like, that's kind of, you know, your everyday survival food. And this, again, this is why we didn't go with anything organic on our site. Like, I just, it's extremely expensive. And at the end of the day, this is meant for a survival situation. This is meant for if there's a hurricane. This is meant if we have a food shortage for 6 months in the United States, kind of like we're going through right now with a lot of the stuff on the grocery store shelves. So that's kind of how we've designed these kits, is for an emergency situation. You know, stick these under your bed, stick them in your closet. I hope you don't have to use them, but if you do, they're there for you.
Right. Now, this thing, and that's the truth bomb, folks. You heard it here. The truth bomb is, we hope you never have to use it, but if you do, you have it, and it's nutritious. Now, here's the thing. You got to get the organic out of the head, because as Clayton just explained, and I'm following this, organic costs more money. And we've already had people on this show that have actually talked about this thing about organic and how it's not what it's cracked up to be, that there's stuff in this. They say it's organic, but when you actually went out and investigated it, and we had somebody on last week on the show that just talked about this stuff, they find out it's not really organic after all, and it's full of all sorts of junk. Yeah. Go ahead, Clayton.
And Dave, to add to that, and I, again, if you want to eat organic, or I try to eat as healthy as I can possibly eat all the time. I've just never been, I'm not bashing anybody when I say this, you know, and I know there's going to be people saying, oh, well, that's not true. A lot of the organic chemicals they use are worse than some of the man-made chemicals we have for just everyday produce you buy off your grocery store shelf. You know what I mean? Like, the organic, the chemicals, the pesticides, all that, they're not necessarily better for you than what Monsanto or Bayer or any of those places are putting out.
And see, we told you folks that we were investigating a food supplier for the Power Hour. And I'm telling you, that's why we picked Heaven's Harvest. We had, and I had, and Catherine, our producer, had a video, extended video conference with Clayton and his partners about this product and about what it does. And I said, I want to try it. I want to test the viability. I want to eat some of it. And see, here's the thing, folks. You get these things and you shove them under the bed and you forget about it. And then all of a sudden an emergency hits and you're stressed and you're like, okay, how do I fix this stuff? How do I do this? Wait a minute. You didn't try it first. You didn't experiment with it to see how to cook with it. See, because if you have to rehydrate something that requires water and you have to plan for it, which is one of the reasons why Heaven's Harvest sells the water brick. The water brick, I think, is probably one of the most practical things that I've ever seen, because it's a very solid, non-biodegradable plastic container. And what is it, 3 gallons it holds?
Yeah, 3.5 gallons. It's a square tube. They stack together. We chose that container because anybody can really handle that container. You know, a 50-gallon drum of water is great, but you can't move it around. It's not portable. When it comes time to clean it or empty it or refill it, like, that's a heck of a job. A 3.5-gallon container, you can slide it under your bed, you know.
Well, you can make a coffee table out of it and stack them up and put a glass top on top of it if you wanted to, or a wood top, and it's so it's not so obvious. But the fact of the matter is you have it right there. And if you know that the food is going to require a certain amount of water to produce, and I'm looking at the savory stroganoff, and it requires 6 cups of water to boil. And then you have to slowly whisk in the entire packaged mix. Now, understand that the mix itself, right, everything that's in here, it's not subdivided up where you can, oh, well, I only have 2 people in the family, so what do I do? You make the contents of the package, because you affect the viability of the recipe if you're just trying to cut it in half, because not all the mix might get into the blend that you're trying to make. Now, if you have to eat stuff, obviously a lot of you don't want to eat soupy things. A lot of people, you know, if you're like you're eating rice, you might want to use 5 cups of water instead of 6, because it you can always add water, okay? You can't subtract once it's in there. So these are things that I recommend because I'm doing it. I am doing this now. So I can sit here and come on and tell you about this food and how good it is. The teriyaki rice was great. We actually used it in two different dishes, and we actually froze some of it in a glass container so that we can bring it out and use it later. We made fried teriyaki fried rice the following morning with eggs and bacon and onions. You know, while you still can't experiment with this stuff, so you get familiar with it. That's the one thing that we stress is being able to experiment with some of it. You don't have to open up every single bucket because, see, all the entree buckets are pretty much the same thing. And there is a variety. There's a dozen packages of different things in there that is a variety. So you don't have to worry about eating the same stuff day after day after day. You can plan your meals out in a two-week time frame, which I think is great. And when you combine it, Clayton, I'm going to let you tell them about the family of four, the six-month combo kit, and what's in it. You can go to HeavensHarvest.com right now and look if you want to while you're listening to the program. But I'm going to let Clayton explain what that's all about.
Yeah, well, Dave, I'll go even a little farther than that. Like, when we packaged all these, well, the quick story is years and years ago, I bought this stuff from another company, and when it showed up at my door and I started flipping through everything, I was shocked at how much rice, how many beans, how many drink mixes, like, and as I've been in the industry longer, you learn they're just filler materials. You know, like, I don't want to sell rice. I don't want to sell beans. If you want rice or beans, which I think you should have, go to Walmart. You know what I mean? Like, go to those places and buy that, because you can stick them in a 5-gallon bucket and they'll last a long, long, long time. So what we've done is when we put our entree buckets together, when we put all our buckets together, like, I tried doing the main courses, like take all the fillers out of them and just put your main courses in there. And we've tried lining these things up that each bucket complements the next. You know, like our entree bucket has the stroganoff in it. Well, this entree bucket has got a 25-year shelf life. I mean, no joke, 20 years down the road, you need something to eat, you're good to go. Open it up and eat it. Like you said, everything's freeze-dried, so it's removing 98-99% of the moisture in the package. The moisture is what causes the food to go bad. When you dehydrate something, you don't quite get all the moisture out of it. I mean, it'll last a month, you know, 2 months at best, and it won't hold up like the freeze-dried process does. So we've put meals in these buckets that have gotten rid of all the filler material. You know, like I want to give you a bucket full of good meals that are going to last. But we've also done like other buckets to complement the entree bucket. Our protein bucket, it has beef, chicken, and eggs in it. Well, you can open the stroganoff and add the beef from the other bucket into here. So that 6-serving meal, you know, turns into an 8, 9, 10 serving meal. And like you said, the water is completely sucked out of this stuff. So when you hold a package up and you think, how is that 6 servings? Add the water back into it and you'll be shocked. We've got a family of four, and if I cook a bag of the stroganoff, I'm a big boy. Four of us can't get through the bag of it. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of food. And that's another thing that I learned is you've got to watch the serving sizes on this stuff. And I've tried to be as honest with like what a meal should be for an average adult. Some of our competitors aren't. Nobody regulates the serving size in this industry. And a lot of these places were saying, well, look, you need a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner. You need 3 servings a day. Well, a tablespoon of drink mix, to me, is not a serving of food. But they're counting that as a serving. So I was noticing that, you know, because they tell me I'm getting a year's worth of food for so much money, once I broke into that and started looking at it, I was getting a tablespoon of rice or a tablespoon of a drink mix. Like, I was really upset with it. That's kind of what got us into this business, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago, is I wanted to be a little more honest about what we were selling. And I feel sorry for some of the people that have bought from other places in the past, that if it comes time and they really need this stuff and they think they've got a year's worth of food sitting there, you need to go check that, because I can tell you there's not enough calories in there to last a year.
I mean, Clayton, is it all about calories? I mean, that is, when you're under stress, you are going to burn more calories, are you not?
You absolutely are. But the idea, and it's tough to think this way. When you get under stress like that, you need to kick back and relax, because you'll waste calories worrying, running around. Like, you need to have all this stuff ready so that when you need it, you're not like your neighbor who's running up and down the road looking for a rabbit or looking for a deer or trying to get into their garden. Like, the idea is to be ready for this so that when you time to hunker down, you're not wasting calories or wasting energy looking for something you should already have in place.
Yeah, see, and that's why I just held up this package of cheddar broccoli soup. Now, yes, it makes 6 servings, okay? That's what this does. What says serving size, 1/3 cup, 6 servings per container. So you just basically, and the directions are right there. Now, like I said, if you want, you can experiment because you can always add water, but you can't subtract. And I personally, as far as the viability of any recipe, not just these, but any recipe, you always want to start out with maybe a half a cup or a cup less water and just add, because these things will thicken up on their own. I've tried some of these food storage products, as I've mentioned on this show, and when I used their recommended viability in their recipe, it turned out to be nothing but a bunch of floating pub cheese on top of water that was boiling, and it was just too much water for the recipe. So you can always add if it's too thick. Some people have a thing about, I had to add cornstarch to thicken what I already fixed, and to me, it affects the viability of the recipe, and that's one of the reasons why I encourage everybody, when you get the food buckets, just like Clayton was telling you, you need to experiment. You don't have to eat the whole thing and live off of this, all right? I know the comment has been made, hey, this stuff's pretty good. We should just go ahead and live off this. No, that's not the idea. Yes, I'll tell you what, cost per serving on the 6-month, the entree bucket, well, the entree bucket is $2.49 a serving. Now, that's an entree. That's a meal. You sit down and prepare, and with just water to rehydrate, right, Clayton? And then you're going to actually have leftovers, I believe, even if you have a family of 4, unless you're starving.
Well, no, like I said, we've eaten all of this. We've eaten, again, I don't make a lifestyle out of this food. This food's not meant to be a lifestyle, but we do eat this from time to time. To me, this is no different than, like, if we decide to get a pizza one night. You know, that's kind of the comparison to it, but we've eaten all this stuff. And like I said, there's a family of 4 and if we cook a pack of this stuff, I can't make my way through it. I mean, it's honestly too much food in a 6 serving bag to even come close to feeding 4 or to even 4 people being able to eat it. So
that's wild. All right. It's 28 minutes after the hour right now, Clayton, hold that thought. We're going to be back with Clayton Llewellyn from heavensharvest.com, this emergency survival food, with your questions and phone calls after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And we are back at 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hour. We've got Clayton Llewellyn on the line with Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Food. And I'm holding in my hot little hand a list that comes in the seed bucket. Now, you understand, you know, there's a reason why Clayton was talking about what he would prefer to do in eating, what he prefers to eat in this day and age, hoping you don't have to open up the survival food and use it. Not that you shouldn't try, because he's actually run into this thing, but this is all about a bigger problem. And I think, Clayton, before we took to the break, you were talking about what that big problem is, and that's our food supply.
Dave, it's people don't realize how bad the food supply is right now. I mean, we're teetering on the brink of like a world disaster. I mean, it's bad out there right now. This isn't something that the media is going to advertise. If they made a big deal on this, there'd be runs on the grocery stores everywhere. But the situation right now in this country, in this world, is bad. I mean, we've got politicians that are telling us there's going to be a famine, several famines, all over the world in 2023. I mean, we've got a war in Ukraine that has crushed fertilizer supplies. It's crushed grain distribution. 2/3 of the world's fertilizer is coming out of Ukraine. Well, let me rephrase that. 2/3 of the world's fertilizer isn't coming out of Ukraine anymore.
Right.
The factories over there that manufacture this stuff have shut down. They estimate that half the world's food is grown using nitrogen fertilizer. You know, we don't have any fertilizer right now. I don't know if you've ever been on, like, commercial farms, but they depend on that stuff to grow a crop. And right now we don't have it. Railroads in this country, Dave, I'm not sure what they're trying to do, but governments are putting restrictions on farmers that are just insane. I mean, you see what's going on in Netherlands. You see what they've done in Canada now. Like, they're crushing our food supply, our food manufacturing. We've got, what are we at, 110, 115 now food processing facilities in this country that have burnt down. And nobody knows why.
That was an accident, Clayton. It was an accident.
there hasn't been that many burned down in the last 50 years, and they've burnt that many down in 2022, and nobody's asking any questions. There hasn't been any casualties, and I'm glad there's not any casualties, but that's why they're not asking questions. Like,
the casualties are all those 260-some-odd thousand chickens that killed off in one plant alone up in Minnesota.
They just killed off like a million yesterday up north somewhere. Like 1.2 million chickens were killed like yesterday. I mean, we've killed millions of pigs in the last year. We have cattle dying in the Midwest, they say, from a drought. I just drove across the country about 2 weeks ago. The corn in this country across the Midwest is absolutely pathetic. Like, when you drove by on the interstate, the fence out front was taller than the corn crop behind it. I talked to farmers that aren't even going to cut their corn crop this year because there's no money left. There's no money in it once they pay the guys to come through and harvest it.
Like, so they're basically, what I mean, are they going to do, till it under?
They till it under, yep. Oh. But we don't realize how bad it is. I mean, we're in a 1,200-year drought in this country. Like, corn crops are failing. Europe is seeing droughts for, like, the worst drought in 500 years. I mean, if you live in, like, in the Southwest right now, I mean, they're cutting off the water supply from the Colorado River. There's barely enough in there anymore to run the power plants. You know, like, Pakistan is flooding. I mean, they've got 1,000-year floods going through Pakistan, completely wiping the crops out. You know, it's one of those things nobody wants to talk about. Nobody's going to talk about it. I mean, Biden slipped up a few months back and said, yeah, we're worried about food shortages. You know, you've seen what the prices have done at the grocery store. They're at, what, 13% for this year on the price of groceries increasing. And, Dave, we haven't seen nothing yet. Nothing.
Wait till the diesel shortage today? Hits.
Well, I went and filled up my truck the other day. It was $5.30 a gallon. And the thing is, like, the food you're eating today wasn't harvested yesterday. The food you're eating today was harvested 6-8 months ago. So all the food that's coming onto the shelves here in the next couple months was planted when diesel prices were super high. It's going to be harvested when diesel prices are super high. The yields we've put out this year are absolutely awful. Like, the wheat crop this year is the smallest since 1963. Dave, in 1963, there were 182 million people in the country. Right now, there's 329 million. Like, our crops have been devastated this year by floods, by droughts, and our government is doing nothing to help. All we're doing is telling farmers, you know, well, you got to start going green, so get rid of your cows. You know, you can't pollute like this anymore, so we're cutting what you can grow by 20%. Like, I don't understand what's going on. Instead of helping these guys out and, like, boosting things up, we're putting them out of business, and Bill Gates is going in behind them and buying everything up for nickels on the dollar. Like, it's just crazy to me right now.
I don't fathom loving fake meat, and that's not what we have in this survival food. Understand, folks, the reason that we paired up with Heaven's Harvest is because of the fact, one, they're transparent and totally honest about everything, and I'm here dropping truth bombs with Clayton, and I'm telling you know, when I opened up the seed bucket, and I did, this is the seed bucket right here, folks. I'm holding it up. You can see this if you watch us on Rumble and Brighteon. You can see what the seed bucket looks like, and I'm holding up these packets of seeds. Every single one of them is freeze-dried in the packet right here. They're all sealed up, you know, like unlike Johnny Carson, hermetically sealed on Funkin' Wagnall's porch. Go ahead.
That seed kit right there is the ultimate survival tool. I mean, that
39 seed varieties.
That's the ultimate tool, because you will never be able to buy or store enough freeze-dried survival food to last a lifetime. An heirloom seed kit like that will last your lifetime, your kid's lifetime, your grandkid's lifetime. These are heirloom seeds. These are not seeds you buy at Home Depot, or I shouldn't say that. These are not seeds you buy from your local hardware store. These are all heirlooms. Heirlooms, they have to have been growing the same plant for 75 years to get that designation. You can plant this seed. You can pick the produce, get the seeds out of it, dry the seeds, plant it again the following year, and get the exact same crop. A lot of the stuff we get from our local hardware store, they're non-GMOs, they're hybrids. Like, the seed companies have they know at this point, like, if I can sell them a seed that they can harvest and plant next year, they're not coming back to buy from me again. So
that's true.
Absolutely. They've intentionally, you know, done what they've done to keep their profits up. These seeds, I should be able to sell you one kit, and it'll last you a lifetime. I'll never sell you another one.
I don't know. You know, because if you're doing greenhouse gardening and you make a living out of truck farming when all hell breaks loose, and there are people out there starving, and you're in a barter network in a community, and you have to grow vegetables, and all of a sudden you're expanding your greenhouse operations to accommodate that. You might purchase more of these heirloom seeds, but I mean, we're running the gamut here, folks. Not only is there a list of companion plants, in other words, I don't know, we've had Marjorie Wildcraft on the show talking about what to plant near what seeds, you know, what seeds to plant near each other, and then there's one plant to avoid. So you're not planting next to something that could end up killing what you're planting it next to. So this is a good thing, and of course, you know, as far as the planting of the seeds, you know, if you've got any questions about any of the seeds that you're planting, you can always call Heaven's Harvest or look them up online. Most of your agriculture extensions will tell you how to plant the seeds and when. Marjorie Wildcraft, who has a free workshop, can tell you. It's, you know, we have that listed every day on our email blast about where to sign up. She's with Grow Your Own Food Network. And so, you know, we have the Grow Network there for a reason. It's because we're all about solutions, and that's one of the reasons why we hooked up with HeavensHarvest.com and Clayton and his group, because, one, it's transparent. Two, we don't believe in selling organic. We're not going to make claims. And, you know, we're dropping truth bombs left and right here, folks, because we don't want you buying stuff that, one, isn't going to taste good. The viability of the recipe sucks. And, I mean, I've tried other companies, and I'm not here to badmouth, but I'm telling you, you've got to look at the recipe. And, you, like I said, I found that adding a little less water up front, if it needs more water, add more water. If it needs less water, well, a little too late. You put too much in to begin with. So you got to try this stuff. This is what Clayton did when he got everybody else's food, is he tried that. And he wasn't happy with the fact that it was weighted down. And this is something else, the shipping. You know, what do you do about shipping these days, Clayton? I got my kit fast.
Well, we're Dave, it's getting really, really hard to get food. Really hard to get food. The reason we're on here today is because we've had several semis show up here in the last couple days, so we're well stocked. We're a couple days behind on getting orders out. Is kind of where we're running right now. But if you order, it usually ships within 48 hours, and we'll have it at your door, depending on where in the world you're at. It's getting very hard to find this stuff. The seed kits, like, that's kind of what started Heaven's Harvest. I worked on commercial farms in Florida. I saw what was being sprayed on our food every day. Just having vegetables in the backyard was a huge, huge help. It's a lot of fun for the family. And like I said, it didn't hit me at the time I was doing that, but the heirloom seed kit's the ultimate survival tool. I was shopping seeds this morning. We source seeds from all over the country. We get that all the time. Like, we grow this stuff to eat? I could never grow enough seeds to harvest them and repackage them for what we sell. So we do source seeds from all over the United States. Cherry tomato seeds right now, last year they were about $20 a pound. I tried buying 5 pounds this morning. Is all they would let me buy. It was $1,000 for 5 pounds of cherry tomato seeds. Like, Dave, I'm telling you, you need to get ready for what's coming. They're not advertising this. You know, I mean, we starved our babies a few months back. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows about the shortage of baby formula. Well, guess what? That's still not fixed. There's still a shortage of baby formula. Like, walk through your grocery store and look at your shelves right now. They've got one product spread out across the whole shelf. We've got farmers tilling crops under. We've got food processing facilities burning down. The little bit of food that's going to be here in the next few months is being harvested and processed off diesel fuel that's $5 a gallon. Like, I've always had for 10 years, I've had a survival food company, and I don't want to say I've never taken any of it home, because I always, if there's a problem, I'll run down to the shop and grab what we need.
No, you this did. You did take it home. Yeah, you did
this
take it home.
This is the first time in 10 years I've taken it home with me, so that if something happens, I'm not sold out and don't have it. This is the first time I've taken it home with me.
Wow.
To store. You know what I mean? We took about 50 buckets home a few months back, and I thought, you know what? This is silly. Here I am. I own a company that sells survival food, and it's getting so hard to find. The seeds are getting so hard to find. Like I said, it was $1,000 for 5 pounds of seed, and that's all they would sell me was 5 pounds.
And
this was $100.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, that affects everything. Like, a lot of people don't even think about diesel prices. That, I mean, 99% of the country has never even bought a gallon of diesel. When that seed is put, when your food is put into the ground, it's put in there with a diesel tractor. When it's getting sprayed with, you know, pesticides and fertilizers and all that, it's being sprayed with a diesel tractor. The pump that irrigates those fields is working off of a diesel pump. Like, diesel is such a big part of this economy, from the seed in the ground to deliver it to your grocery store. People don't realize, like, how bad it is right now with the price of diesel being that high. I mean, it's devastating. And there's, a 25-day supply of diesel left? Like, I'll tell you what, I'm hoping for a red wave in a couple weeks, but I'm afraid it's almost too far gone for them to fix this problem in a couple months, because we're coming into the fall, and three-quarters of the country is done with their growing season.
Yeah, well,
like,
I mean, the one thing I do want to make, you know, to try to clarify, because we had a caller yesterday that was thinking the same thing. The 25-day supply we have is of the Strategic Oil Reserve, and that is oil that could be processed into diesel fuel to keep this country running. And if it's not there because the lame brain in the White House has sold it all off to our enemies, and we're stuck with nothing, this country shuts down. That means nothing is getting to market. You're not going to the grocery store. If anything burns diesel you have right now, I know people that are literally, I see trucks on the side of the road that burn diesel for sale. They got for sale signs in all their trucks because they see the shortage and they're going, what do I do? I don't have any way to, I'm going to have to buy a car that's a rice burner. You know, and the thing is, what they don't realize is that all of those diesel prices that you're paying right now, and Clayton, you're going to agree with me on this, that gets passed on to you, the consumer, through what you're paying for your groceries at the grocery store right now.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, we're in the food business. Like, I keep an eye on everything going on in this country from Florida to California to Maine. Like, I talked to a ton of farmers back in the spring that weren't even putting a crop in the ground because diesel was too high. They could bear, if they could get fertilizer, they were paying top dollar for it. And they know what they can get for an acre of, say, tomatoes. They know that it's got to cost me this much. I can't spend any more than this much because I'm only going to get this much back. Most of them didn't even plant. I shouldn't say most of them. A lot of them didn't even plant. The few that did plant, their crop this year is abysmal. I mean, it's awful. They didn't have fertilizers. Like, it's just the drought is awful across this country right now. Awful. Like, nobody's even talking about how bad it is. You know, but it's been devastating this year to our food. It's been devastating to cows. You know, I mean, who thinks about cows? But I mean, like, cow production this year is down 30-40% in some states. Like, that's going to show up on the grocery store shelf in prices. So I'm really concerned about what's going on. You know, everybody always wants to, you know, point a negative finger at like a prepper. Well, when I've got food and we're good to go, you know, you'll be asking for some. So,
well, and this is why, Clayton, everybody is stocking up on food, guns, and ammo, because those have-nots who aren't listening to the show, that are not stocked up, that are not prepared, that are overloaded with all this excess stuff that they really don't need as part of their caloric intake, are going to regret it. And see, they are the ones, the have-nots are the ones that are going to go out looking from the haves. And anybody that is not prepared is going to become the ones that are out looking, and the ones that are prepared are going to become the target. So this is why everybody's stocking up on guns and ammo, and I don't like bringing up that negative, but it's a fact. It's a reality. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. If you have anything you want to chime in and contribute to the conversation, the number to call to order Heaven's Harvest is 1-800-516-4773. If you want to order today, and of course, you can listen to this broadcast and get that number again, 1-800-516-4773. And they've got people standing by right now to take your order. Go ahead.
Yep. And Dave, if they go to heavensharvest.com, they can see everything on there. They can take their time, look around to what we have. And if at checkout, if they use the promo code POWERHOUR, for the next week, I'll give everybody 5% off on their order if they use the promo code POWERHOUR.
Okay, you heard it right there, folks. And like I said, anybody's got any comments or questions, this is the time to pick up the phone and call and ask. Because, I mean, we're trying to be totally transparent here, which is one of the reasons why we are partnering up with Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Food, because of the fact they've been totally upfront and honest with us to tell us the fact that this stuff is not bioengineered. There's non-GMO when they say that, and it's not organic. So get that through your head. That, you know, what Kevin or Clayton just said is it's all about the fact that we hope you never have to use it. But I encourage you, once you get the kit, open up at least one of the buckets that you get when you order this stuff and start cooking with it. Try it so that you're not stressing out about the viability of the recipe, about planting the seeds. And if you don't have your seed kit yet, you need to get one and you need to start planning. Scotty in Virginia, how are you, sir? He's a trucker, Clayton, so you know he knows what's going on out there. Go ahead, Scotty.
Doing great, thank you, Dave. The cost is passed on to the consumer. You know, I'm getting anywhere from $300 to $500 in diesel a day, depending on you know how hard I drive in a day's time. But Dave, if you don't mind, tomorrow I'm going to call back when we got a little more time. I've got some solutions for the propane that I think your listeners may be interested in. And, you know, they might even want to get them a pencil and piece of paper and take a few things down. I'll call you guys back tomorrow and give you some good solutions on how to save money on that propane.
All right. Well,
God
we appreciate
bless you, Dave.
That, Scotty. God bless you, sir, for all the work you're doing, and keep on trucking. Stay safe. We appreciate you. Thanks, Scotty. Well, see, somebody else, Clayton, affirming everything that we've been talking about here on the show.
Yeah, I mean, the trucking companies aren't absorbing this. The farmers aren't absorbing this. The food processing plants aren't going to absorb this. It's going to be passed on to the consumer.
That's right.
You know, it's going to make, like I said, there's a 13.5% increase on food in the last year. Like, we haven't seen nothing yet. Give it a month or two and see what it is, how much food goes up. So it's getting crazy. Like I said, our seeds are getting crazy. Like, it's just, they're getting hard to find. You can't find them. You know what I mean? That's driving the cost on this stuff.
Well, see, and we've been so dependent on this government to fix things, and all they've done is basically go out and delete our fuel supply, getting rid of it, selling it to China and everywhere else, and they're begging countries that don't give a damn about the United States, that hate us, to produce more oil so that we don't have to, so that we can, you know, comport and get along with some progressive left that's all about climate change when we're sitting here on billions of gallons of fuel that we could be harvesting out of the ground and natural gas and oil. And we would never. We were energy independent 2 years ago, and this is what happens when you take everything away. Now you're seeing the end result, right?
Well, Dave, we're so used to it, and we've become such a successful society because we've had easy access to food and we've had cheap access to energy. Like, this is all part of like the UN's agenda. Like, they're trying to make us a third world country. They're getting pretty good at it too. You know,
yeah,
I mean, they've snuck all this in, and nobody said a whole lot about it. It scares me where we're going with this. And like I said, even if we see a red wave in a couple weeks, I'm afraid the food supply here for the next few months is going to get really, really bad. I mean, there's not a whole lot a Republican Congress can do about what was planted 6 months ago.
No. Not when you have a president out there that's going to veto everything they come up with, and it's going to be very difficult to get an override. So, you know, see, this is the thing about the problem, and they're going to be blaming all the GOP that comes in and takes over, and, oh, it's all your fault, and you want to take away Social Security. All these lies coming out right now, folks, you're going to have to put your thinking caps on and sift through this, right? Clayton Llewellyn, Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Food, appreciate you being on the show. We'll have you back again. The website is heavensharvest.com. Go there. Stock up now. They've got a warehouse full, ready to move. Get it in your pantry, get it under your bed, experiment with it. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America while we can keep it.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.